is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. I have talked many times before on this show and others about James Randi, one of my heroes, and the organization he has run for many years called the James Randi Educational Foundation, which is probably best known for its $1 million challenge, in which anyone who can prove to have psychic or other paranormal abilities will win $1 million. There are people who take these tests every once in a while, and through the years, no one has won the check yet because it's done under scientific testing. And it's not just, well, I went to a John Edward night and he was able to talk to the dead and the dead talked back, and so we gave him $1 million. It's not that easy. And by the way, John Edward and Sylvia Brown and the others, they'll never apply for this because it would mean actually being tested, which they can't stand up for. And right there is the heart of what the James Randi Educational Foundation does. It stands up for critical thinking, more than just being a group that debunks paranormal claims. It stands up for critical thinking. And now it's expanding its efforts a little bit more into the classroom across America with a new series of lesson plans it's offering to teachers and schools across the country. Here to talk about that is the president of the JREF, DJ Grothy. Hi, DJ. How are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm doing really well. Glad to be on the show again.
Pleasure to have you back. So what do you have now in this expanded group of lessons for schools across the country?
Well, as you mentioned, the JREF, as we call it, the James Randi Educational Foundation, we promote skepticism in the public interest, and we've been doing it in the media with the $1 million Challenge and workshops for skeptics and our big event every year in July, the Amazing Meeting. But these lesson plans are a way for us to bring the skepticism, the critical thinking, into the classroom with lesson plans for use in high school, junior high, psychology classes, science classes. And it's not just promoting critical thinking, but it's actually using topics in pseudoscience and the paranormal to teach critical thinking. So each lesson plan is designed to really encourage critical thinking in general, but also about these specific topics. And what I'm excited about is that they are attached to National Science Content Standards, AAAS science literacy benchmarks, and the take-home message is that they're all free. We have 8 of them out now. One example that I think really captures the spirit of what these are all about is that we have a lesson plan called Do You Have ESP? Notice, Paul, it doesn't say there ain't no such thing as ESP, right? Nope. Instead, it's Do You Have ESP? And this this curriculum module, this lesson plan, is a way for teachers to conduct an hour-long experiment with their students to explore the topic of ESP, where they learn something about statistics and investigations and how to evaluate claims, and they do a little study, and they get these little Zenner cards, you know, those 5 cards that J.B. Ryan used at the Duke Paranormal or the Parapsychology Research Labs decades ago, with the 3 wavy lines and the star and the square and the plus sign and the circle. And they conduct an experiment to see if any of the students have ESP. And actually, in the process, they learn something about the methods of scientific inquiry. That's the point.
How hard is it to convince schools to take these lesson plans and to teach critical thinking?
You'd be surprised that there's not as much pushback, at least at the teacher level, as you might think. We have not yet been able to get these adopted system-wide anywhere, but in dozens and scores of classrooms they've been adopted, and that's because there's a little bit of flexibility for teachers to, as long as they're, attaching their courses to the benchmarks they need to meet, there's a little bit of flexibility for them in how they teach that. And so a lot of teachers are adopting these on a classroom level, and that's because they see the usefulness of these sorts of resources.
Now,
let me give you an example.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
A quick example. You know, say a teacher wants to teach one of these benchmarks. Well, there's nothing like talking about some of these topics to really engage students, to really get them excited and involved. I remember when I was a college student, I had a psychology professor who sort of offered a quip, a bit of advice. If any of you guys ever become teachers, what you should do is talk about UFOs or ghosts or psychics, and that'll really get your students on the edge of their seat. Now, I'm not sure that's, advice number one for teachers, but nonetheless, it is a way to engage students.
One of the things that you have in the new series of four, you had four already, but in the new series of four, you have one lesson plan on power balance, which many people may know as those bracelets that don't actually do anything, but millions of people, not only in the U.S. and worldwide, have worn. And they're still being sold. You can still go to a mall in America or a gathering anywhere, and there'll be people showing off this scam and selling these things. I don't even know how much they charge for them, but I know that one skeptic in Australia, Richard Saunders, was able to get them essentially shut down in that country, but then another company popped right up and said that they had the same effect that the original power balance bands did. What do you tell these teachers to tell their students about those in the JREF lesson plan?
So these power balance bands purport to increase people's performance. You put on this little plastic rubber bracelet, and you're supposed to be able to jump higher or have more stamina, have better balance. These are called power balance bands, right? And as you mentioned, Richard Saunders, our good friend with Australian Skeptics, exposed these for being sort of a scam product. And that's what the JREF's all about, skepticism in the public interest, a sort of intersection of consumer protection and science education. When this resource is then in the classroom, all the students get a version of one of these power balance bands. Get this, that it's exactly the same as the power balance band, except JREF had them made with the JREF logo. And rather than power balance, they're called placebo bands. And teachers can test whether or not there's a difference between JREF's placebo band and a bona fide power balance band. And we don't point out, teachers don't point out that from the get-go that these are scam products. Instead, it's open-minded inquiry so students can investigate whether or not these things work and come to their own conclusions. One of the experiments that's conducted in the lesson plan is the way that these are often sold in malls, which is called applied kinesiology. You'll see people putting on one of these bracelets and then testing the resistance as the salesman pushes down on the customer's extended arm. And you get this in chiropractic a lot, and you get this in some alternative medicine, complementary and alternative medicine salespeople when they test whether or not you need to buy this herb or that remedy. And it's used also with the power balance bands. And there's a way to sort of, in the classroom, go through that experiment and let students come to their own conclusions.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from teachers and students about these lesson plans from the JREF?
We've gotten a lot of positive feedback and constructive feedback, too. So our tendency in our as we go through this process is sometimes we actually include too much information. We say, hey, here's everything we know about this subject, and now, okay, go to town. Instead, the lesson plans are nice, bite-sized, generally one-hour-long projects to happen in the classroom. And, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback, and that's also been featured on randy.org. So when an educator uses one of these lesson plans in the classroom, we like to feature it on our website so other educators can use it in their schools as well. We have 8 of these out so far. They're all available for free on randy.org. We have one on optical illusions, one on cognitive biases. You mentioned the power balance band. We have an experiment where students can test dowsing, create their own dowsing rods in the classroom, and then go through a scientific experiment to see if it works. We have one on astrology, one on the Cottingley Fairies, which explores the role of celebrity in fostering untestable and probably unsupportable beliefs.
It's all great stuff, again, and I'm going to send people to the website, randi, randi.org, to find out more. DJ Grothy, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Such a pleasure, Paul. Thanks a lot. America Weekend.